5 days into the intense investigation into the foot and mouth disease outbreak here, government veterinarians have concluded that containment appears to be working well, and they've eased the nationwide ban on livestock transport. From midnight local time, some cattle shipments outside the 10-kilometer surveillance zone around the affected farms will be permitted under strict guidelines. The European Union, meanwhile, kept a ban on British meat and dairy exports, and Britain itself retained a self-imposed export ban on such products. Chief Veterinary Officer Debbie Reynolds says all the necessary biosecurity measures will be taken from the farms to the slaughterhouse.
The ban on movements of FMD-susceptible animals remains in place across Great Britain. However, the decision has been taken today to permit the movement of live animals direct to slaughter and the collection of dead animals from farms from midnight tonight.
So far, more than 200 head of cattle have been slaughtered in this outbreak. Reynolds says all the tests indicate the same infection source, an old strain dating back to 1967.
Test results this morning have revealed that the strain of FMD found on the second infected premises is OFBFS67-like virus. This appears to be the same as the strain identified on the first farm on 4th August.
Although it looks like the quick movement by the government may have contained the spread of the highly contagious disease, farms within the restricted zone remain under intense scrutiny. Chief Vet Reynolds says another farm is now facing the loss of all of its livestock.
I have this morning ordered culling on suspicion of foot and mouth disease on one farm adjacent to the second infected premises in the protection zone. I cannot rule out that disease is developing on the premises.
Meanwhile, given the old strain of the virus, suspicion is focusing on an animal vaccine plant where a vaccine production run on the 1967 version of the disease was made in mid-July. Health investigators are looking into the possibility that it may have been transferred outside of the facility by an employee, either accidentally or deliberately. But officials at the plant, the privately run Mariel Animal Health Laboratory, reject the claim, saying there is no evidence the virus was transported out of its center by humans. The disease affects cloven-hooved animals such as cows and pigs, and is spread mostly through direct contact between animals or through contaminated feed. The virus poses no known risks to humans. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.